Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, perhaps a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high of about 78. In Kenosha right now, it's 59 degrees, 58 in Burlington, 58 Milwaukee, it is 60 in Racine. A vigil in Milwaukee going to be held this evening for the victims of that mass shooting in Orlando, with Mayor Tom Barrett and members of the LGBT Community Center gathering outside City Hall for the brief program and then a moment of silence around 7:30. Meanwhile, organizers of Milwaukee's Pride Fest, they increased security staffing yesterday. That included metal detectors for the added safety and peace of mind of all visitors. In Madison last night, it was a big gathering, including Darla Lannert. She was hoping there'd be more understanding of the LGBT community that'll come out of this tragedy. In her words, "We love as everybody loves. We are who we are. Parents and teachers and doctors and lawyers, we are human beings." Almost 26 years after it occurred, the Fond du Lac County District Attorney's Office is today scheduled to prosecute Kenosha truck driver Dennis Brantner for the murder of Sturdivant's Barrett Beck, the Case High School graduate disappearing mid-July 1990 while driving to a job-related seminar in Appleton. 5 weeks later, Beck's skeletal remains were found in a weedy ditch line of a rural Fond du Lac County road. It wasn't until last year that the 62-year-old Brantner was arrested and charged with Beck's strangulation and murder, which he denies. DNA and fingerprint evidence using today's scientific technology is what led to the apprehension. The case file showing the trial of Brantner could last until the end of the month. So 400 Kenosha County residents can expect to get a phone call from the county health officials. We're going to begin a little community health survey next week. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The survey will supplement a community health assessment conducted in 2014 by providing updated data and the ability to analyze trends over time. Kenosha County Health Officer Cynthia Johnson is encouraging residents to take part in the survey, which she says will be used by healthcare systems to improve the overall health of Kenosha County. The survey will take about 18 minutes to complete and will cover such areas as access to health care, tobacco and alcohol use, diet and physical activity, cancer prevention, heart health, immunizations, children's health, mental health, and chronic disease. Responses will remain anonymous. The results of the survey will be released later this year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The labeling on packaging for certain cuts of meat at your grocery store are going to be changing just a little bit. Jeff Sindelar with the UW Extension's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences says you will see blade tenderized, which is done by machine and geared at improved food safety. He says that new labels will also offer instructions for help with consumers when they're purchasing that particular brand of meat.
There will also be some specific cooking instructions, and likely those cooking instructions will say heat to 145 degrees for at least 5 minutes. And if you follow those cooking instructions, you can be assured that product will be absolutely safe to consume.
Points out that the meat in the poultry industry blade tenderizes up to 30% of all roasts and steaks and chops today. And the prison guards in Wisconsin, they're pointing to flat paychecks as one of the problems with the Department of Corrections. New numbers being reported by the Wisconsin State Journal show prison guards here making 13% less the last 7 years, while the same report says those paychecks are less than guards in all other Midwest states, except for Indiana. Racine's Public Library Board of Trustees is going to be meeting on Thursday afternoon, the meeting to include a look at possible expansion of the facility, though not somewhere else. Following the chance for public comment at the beginning of the meeting at 4:30 in the Emily Lee Room, the agenda calls for discussion about the future of the library with ideas and suggestions, and then committee reports. The Ad Hoc Building and Grounds Committee meeting last week voting to go ahead with a proposal to utilize space above the second floor to create, among other things, a large meeting room. Thursday's board meeting could determine if the concept is worth exploring further. Also, following a merger of the Lakeshore Library System of Racine and Walworth Counties, the Kenosha County Library System is now expanding its offerings. Each location, including all four in the city of Kenosha, will be having an open house on Thursday to help explain what's new with all of that. When it comes to road projects, every inch of property has to be accounted for, and sometimes that'll require the governing municipality, minus any available state or federal funding, having to make an acquisition, which is something for which the Racine Common Council has now given the Public Works Commissioner the authority to handle under the $10,000 mark. City Attorney Scott Letney telling the Public Works Committee recently, such acquisitions are infrequent, but they're necessary. And while timing on a project can be important, there simply was not a policy in place. says a policy for this mirrors other existing policies, and that includes his office settling claims for $10,000 or less.
This is not an unusual amount. It's just a way of streamlining it. We have a resolution in place that says the Commissioner of Public Works can offer up to $10,000, assuming it's been appraised, assuming it's part of a street project. It's very specific. It's not just that he can go spend $10,000 anytime he wants. We think from the city attorney's office, and my paralegal, Stacy Salvo, is the one that does all these acquisitions, it's just a much more practical process.
The Common Council did approve the creation of the policy without discussion, Letney telling the Alderman in committee, though, it was not about eminent domain. In Kenosha, Mayor John Antaramian is suggesting could be a major update today in reference to the still-closed Dream Playground at Petsky Park. Antaramian inheriting that flooring problem-plagued facility when he took office 2 months ago. He stands firm on the possibility of legal action if it is necessary, and the mayor tells the Kenosha News that talks have been continuing with the company that put in that service, which of course developed problems and which led to total closure of the Dream Playground on March the 18th. Racine Unified School Board's got a special meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. It's for action on the agenda of what's simply listed as Determine Fiscal Year 2017 Budget Priorities. Discussions with the superintendent and staff have been taking place up to this point. Recent past work session presentations touching on areas for the budget over the next few years. And a Hillary Clinton campaign rally, again with the president in Green Bay, being postponed due to that terror attack in Orlando. The Clinton campaign saying it will be rescheduled. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.